Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving edition of Q&A. Hope you heard my chat yesterday with Jerry Stewart, America's favorite, or everyone's favorite, Americana historian. His show will air here tomorrow at 4 p.m. while we are enjoying Thanksgiving with family and friends. I hope you will be too. Well, today's guest on Q&A, our old buddy Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB, with all sorts of ways to prevent getting ripped off during the busiest retail season of the year, both for online and in-store retailing. Also, it's a very busy season for computer hackers who are always fishing for your credit card and your personal information. Marilyn can help with that. Also today, just in time for this Sunday's Roaring Twenties Red Ribbon Rendezvous to raise funds for AIDS and HIV research, we will chat with Rachel Walters-Leach from Northland Cares. Now, new movies opening tonight at the, or today actually, at the Harkins 14 include the all-star cast black comedy Knives Out, about a famous mystery writer and patriarch of a hilariously backstabbing family. It's a Christopher Plummer who is killed, and in this dysfunctional family, oh heck, any one of them could have done it. There's another new movie starring Daniel Kaluuya. He was the star of Get Out. It's called Queen and Slim. It kind of combines elements of Bonnie and Clyde with Badlands. It's about a young black couple out on their first date. The date is not going well, so he's driving her home. And now keep in mind, he works at Costco. She is a lawyer. And they get pulled over by an abusive, racist police officer. And let's just say everything goes south from there. So how they cope with that is the dramatic crux of the movie Queen and Slim. So there's also another good movie playing starting tonight at the Harkins. It's called Pain and Glory, in which Antonio Banderas magnificently portrays the legendary director Pedro Almodovar. His character recounts the highs and lows of a director's life, and how those experiences influenced his movies. This movie, by the way, is subtitled. It is Spanish language, so it's subtitled. That means my dyslexic friend and I can't sit together or we'll be banging heads. So keep that in mind as we take a break and get ready for Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Due to the incredible response, Cash for Clunkers has been extended at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We'll give you a minimum of $2,500 for your trade towards any new or used purchase, even if you have to push it, pull it, or tow it in. No money down? Your clunker is your down payment. If you have an old car sitting around, now's the time to turn it into cash. Bothered by past credit problems? Don't worry. We're experts at arranging financing. Our finance department has built long-time relationships with lenders that can help you get into a newer, more reliable vehicle. Don't wait another day to rebuild your credit. Remember, time doesn't repair credit. Only credit repairs credit. So don't waste another minute. Dust off that old clunker and turn it into cash during Lamb Nissan's Cash for Clunkers, going on now. Go to LambNissan.com to find your new or used vehicle and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Conditions may apply. OAC, see dealer for details. Offer expires November 30th, 2019.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07 with our old friend Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai Better Business Bureau. Marilyn, in some ways, this has to be a really seriously fun and scary time for you, right?
Absolutely. We hear lots of different reports during Thanksgiving. Obviously, we encourage the positive. You definitely have lots of experiences with companies that know how to do the right thing, that are ethical. So take the time to say thank you to them, put a nice review online, mm-hmm. help build them up. But you're right, there is the opposite side of this sure. time of the year with the scams that we hear about.
You know, the term Black Friday for our older generation will still mean the day of the stock market collapse that signaled the 1929 Depression, the start of it. In the last couple of decades, it's taken to mean the day after Thanksgiving because, of course, all of the families are getting together Thanksgiving and they're exchanging Christmas shopping lists, and they go into it the very next morning, often very, very early. And that Black Friday term means that that shopping season determines whether or not that company ends up with black ink or red ink for the year, correct?
That is correct. It is the busiest day of the year still.
And, of course, Monday they call Cyber Monday because so many people, not me, of course, go to work and are on the computer all day at work buying stuff, but I would never do that. So in my case, I don't even know what Cyber Monday is. But you've got some tips here on how to have a successful Black Friday shopping spree and keep things secure too. How can you do that?
Absolutely. So you can make the most of the Black Friday deals that are out there. You may want to start with a list and just kind of organize yourself a mm-hmm. little. That can also help keep you from overspending.
Yes.
Maybe try to set a limit. It can be tough out there. You definitely want to make sure that you read the fine print on these deals, because a lot of these deals are limited to just that day, sometimes mm-hmm. even just a window of time. So maybe only for the first 3 hours that the store is open. Or it could be something on the other, along similar lines, where it's like the first 100 customers that come through the door can get this deal. When they're selling products like that, a lot of times when there's a serious markdown or a huge discount offered, it is a final sale. So you want to make sure that you are aware of what
no
you are
refunds.
Buying. Correct. You're not going to be able to exchange it. If you're gifting it to someone else, you better make sure it's exactly what they want, because mm-hmm. they may not be able to come back and exchange it or get a refund for that.
You know, one
purchase.
Of the things, too, one of the red flags that you've taught me to look for, I was looking for one of those computer keyboard skins that'll keep a keyboard from taking dust and dirt and stuff like this. And the usual price I found was in the 20s. You know, 15, 20 bucks, 25. Then I saw a couple of offers online for only $3 or $4. I thought, you know what? Keep in mind what Marilyn always says. If it seems too good to be true, it is, right? And it was from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, okay, now this is the little devil on my shoulder saying, if it's that good a price, this might be stolen. and they might be milking you with that low price just to get access to your credit card information. And sure enough, 2 weeks ago, someone tried to charge $1.12 on my credit card. Now, why such a small amount? Well, first of all, to see if the card goes through. Mm-hmm. That means it's an active card. Second, that small amount, I'm probably not going to notice when my bill comes due. Well, lo and behold, they not only had the $1.12 charge go through, but knowing they now had a live card, they went ahead and charged $714 for their vacation. Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately, my bank let me know before I did, because they have fraud protection. And I wondered how many other people, you don't know who got access to it or how. It could have been somebody online who deciphered whatever you put in there, or it could have been somebody with a retail transaction who took your last four numbers and worked their way back. You just don't know. But you've really, really got to be on the defense during the season, don't you?
You really do. And that's, people always ask, what's the best thing you can do to protect yourself? And honestly, it's exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware. So check, make sure you check your accounts. Keep an eye on those. You know, look for charges like that that seem unusual. And then do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Research the product. Research the store. If you're going to go online, go to a trusted site.
Yeah.
Don't go to a site that's something you've never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
And then verify that that is the correct site. There mm-hmm. are definitely ways you can do that, even by calling a customer service number. You can get confirmation that way if you really want to take it that far. But you can look for the HTTPS for secure mm-hmm. with the little lock symbol.
Yep.
And if you are on a site that's familiar, Amazon.com, eBay, you know what I mean? Like, those are big sites that obviously sell lots of different products.
And they got too much to lose by going low.
Yeah. Correct. And be very, very cautious with anything that you do online. If you put in the search engine what you're looking for, and up pops, and you know that you want to purchase it, let's say, at a brick-and-mortar store, you want to actually go to a Target or to mm-hmm. a Walmart or JCPenney, wherever it is that you're going, make sure that you're actually on that website,
yeah.
because you'll notice on that first page of Google search that comes up, if Google's what you use, whatever it is that you use,
yeah.
you know, there's going to be other people or companies that have paid to be higher. So I do that a lot when I'm looking at reserving a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So I will get that, and what pops up is all of the different travel sites that are out there now. And I have to go down like four or five to actually get to Hilton.com or Ramada Inn, whatever it is. It's pretty interesting how you have to just, like I said, do your research and be aware. It's the biggest thing that you can do to help protect yourself.
You also have to be aware that if you happen to have one little tiny typo in that web address, you can bring up a whole list of sites that take advantage of that. They know what you're looking for. And they will copy the legitimate website's look and language and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what's often a giveaway, I found out, especially if they're doing this from overseas, you'll see strange uses of the language or misspellings.
Correct.
And that should be a red flag big time, that you're not dealing with legit people. Because anybody can make a spelling mistake. But with these legitimate companies, they have so many people whose eyes see that copy and will call the boss on it and say, we got to correct this.
Mm-hmm.
They won't let that stuff go out. A cheap fabricator or a hacker will, because they just don't know any better.
Correct. Yeah. So definitely that's something that you can look for, is typos, spelling. If it's an email address that's not familiar to you,
mm-hmm.
then I would say maybe you shouldn't open the email, just delete it. If it is supposedly from a friend or someone that you think you know, you can always reach out to them before
sure.
you ever open that email.
Yeah, because once you click on a link, they got you.
Yes.
They will implant malware on your computer. They'll track your keystrokes. There's just a whole host of really bad things that can happen. So it pays to be alert. Now, here we'll also be celebrating this weekend Small Business Saturday. And here in the northern Arizona area, we love to spend locally whenever possible.
Yes.
In fact, most of the Prescott area businesses have signs in their windows saying, shop locally, start here. That's
mm-hmm.
a great slogan, and we can help that along. When it comes down to Black Friday, I understand from a lot of retailers that some people might be instantly drawn to going online, when in fact, if you just give the local retailer a chance, you'd be surprised. They'll match or beat that price in a lot of places.
That is correct. They really do want your business. Mm-hmm. And to be completely honest, you as a person who's a part of the community mm-hmm. should want to support your community.
Yep.
That's why it really is important for us to have days like this. I'm grateful to American Express, the Better Business Bureau partnered, and several other entities of partners. All the chambers of commerce are involved mm-hmm. and encourage this constantly. Obviously, we take this time during the year to recognize this one specific day.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean that it can't be something that you do every single day. And another thing I have to point out is a lot of times you will find more unique gifts
yeah.
or something that may just be a little different and not something that people expect.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a really great feeling to be able to give back to your community in that way.
And on that note, if you're shopping for friends and family who are outside this area, you can find an awful lot of ways to give them a taste of this area by buying from local and regional shops mm-hmm. whose inventory reflects what people do and like here.
That's correct. I know, for example, the Prescott Chamber, they provide a list of all of the businesses yeah. that are participating. And what's really great about that is they also provide to you the discounts that are being offered yeah. specifically on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good thing for us to be able to know, because if you plan it right, you can really save some good money. And mm-hmm. I think personally we're all okay with that,
yeah.
saving money.
And with Small Business Saturday coming up, it's also a reminder that Acker Night is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so valuable in so many ways, because so many people get out of their cars. They don't drive flying past these businesses. They get out and they walk and they meet people and they go inside these businesses and they'll say, I had no idea you were here. They've mm-hmm. been there for years. You just never went in. But that's a great way to get associated with the local people who do business. And a sidelight of that is, if you do, for whatever reason, have any issue with your purchase, they're going to be a lot more likely to work it out right there for you, aren't they?
It's a small community,
yeah.
and so they want to keep that reputation on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
sure.
obviously, there is consumer responsibility. If you're purchasing from them, you do want to make sure, what are their exchange policies? Is it a final sale? Do they offer refunds, or is it only exchanges?
Yeah.
There's some stores like that, and when you are shopping smaller, because it is more unique in that way, they may have a little bit tighter policies
yeah.
at that store than they would at another store or mm-hmm. a big, huge online retailer.
Yeah.
So it's good to ask those questions. And honestly, if we also want to help build up our community, when you have a great experience at a local restaurant,
Tell the world.
Let people know.
Let people know.
Go online, submit a customer review, and say thank you to that business.
And I bet when someone calls your office to file a complaint, one of the first things you'll ask them is, have you contacted the retailer with this complaint?
Correct.
And how often they say, no, I haven't done that.
I would say probably 99% of the time.
Really?
They're, I think, afraid maybe to contact the business, when really, in all honesty, most businesses out there are going to be good and ethical,
yeah.
right and true, and they're going to recognize that they as a business sometimes make mistakes.
Sure.
And they want the opportunity to be able to correct that
sure.
prior to you making this negative complaint public.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, give them the chance.
Because they may not even know there was an issue.
Correct. That's another thing.
If Until you they see it on Yelp or something, and they'll go, what? What was that?
And we get calls like that a lot, too, where a business will contact us and say, how come this person didn't complain for a year, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? To be completely honest, who knows? There's always a few consumers out there that businesses maybe are not going to ever be able to please.
Sure. Well, in fact, I used to work for a restaurant that on the top of the menu had the statement, the reasonable customer is always right. And I read
exactly.
a wonderful book called Raving Fans several years ago that advised winnow away or weed out or winnow down the worst customers you have and let them go mm-hmm. terrorize your competitor. Let them go, use up their resources and burn out their employees.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it. Some customers are just not worth the trouble.
Well, and just because you can smack talk or bad mouth a business
mm-hmm.
online doesn't mean that you're free and clear as a consumer. Now, it may not be made public,
yeah.
but you better believe businesses talk to other businesses.
Oh, no doubt.
So as
yeah.
a consumer, you do maybe you want to make sure that you are being reasonable
mm-hmm.
and honestly, if you're expecting that from the business, you should expect that same kind of behavior from yourself.
And you'd be surprised how compatible those businesses are when you come to them respectfully and, you know, like someone who wants to work this stuff out.
Exactly. They're definitely going to want to take the time.
And we're going to take some time to take a break here, pay some bills, and come back with a little bit more from Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB, just in time for Black Friday. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at kqna.com.
November's the month to move metal at Finley GMC Prescott. Power up to a professional grade with a new 2019 Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4. Take up to 20% off MSRP, and your price is a low $36,904. That's a savings of up to $13,000. Or a 2020 GMC Terrain all-wheel drive. Take 22% off MSRP, and your price is only $24,985. That's savings up to $7,000. Finley GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer price by $500 on the same make model. Model year. We can do that with deals like a 2019 Yukon 4x4 with 21% off MSRP, giving you savings over $11,000. November's the month to move metal at Findlay GMC in Prescott and FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade. Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers G4-3522, G4-2998, G4-3585.
My name is Ashley Craig. I was born with a chronic condition that causes severe pain and inflammation, and I am one of thousands of Americans who rely on the drug Humira. At first, I had to pay $753 a month. As a small business owner, that was really tough. It was more than my car payment, business insurance, and food bill, but I was in such pain, I just sucked it up. Now the drug is about $5,000 a month. There was no way I could afford this drug. It's not right for them to charge this much for medicine. It's not okay.
Now there's a bipartisan plan in the Senate that would stop price gouging. President Trump supports it, and we need Senator Martha McSally to call for a vote in the Senate. Go to fightpharma.org/Senate and tell Senator McSally to stand with patients, not big drug companies. That's fightpharma.org/Senate. It's time to put America's patients first. Paid for by Patients for Affordable Drugs Now.
Your valuables protected in a fireproof safe and money in your pocket. That's an unbeatable combination during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe. The lowest prices of the season on Liberty Safes now at Norm's. Liberty Safe starting as low as $5.99. It's a safe bet you'll save money during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. Hurry in for best selection. All safes on sale now at Norm's Lock and Safe.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We're back live at 224 with Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. Marilyn, it seems like every time we get a police report about somebody being scammed, the way they are scammed is by being ordered to buy a gift card. One of those green dot things or stuff like this, or heaven forbid, iTunes cards. Nobody takes iTunes cards in payment. That should be a red flag. But you also have some really good information about how to successfully buy gift cards, don't you?
That's correct. So if you go to, like, I call it the kiosk. I'm sure it's not a kiosk, but they're the wall, if you will, of gift cards in Fry, CVS, Walgreens, wherever
right
you're at.
Right down the checkout counter. Yep.
There's tons all over the place. Basically, you want to look at that card closely before you bring that up to the counter to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Has it in any way been tampered with? Is there a tear? Does it look like someone has scratched off the little PIN number on the back?
Mm-hmm.
they have discovered, and it's been reported numerous times now over the last, I would say, probably 3, maybe 5 years, where they will take that little PIN number, scammers, and wait to see you purchase the card. And then once you purchase the card, it's activated at that front cash, you know, the cash register. The lady or the gentleman who's there will activate the card. And then that scammer will know that cash that was on that card is now available for them to transfer to another card.
Oh, my.
So if they have that information, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So just pay attention. If it looks like it's been tampered with, report it to someone in the store and maybe select a different card to purchase. Mm-hmm. If you are purchasing these cards locally, then... Or, excuse me, not locally. If you're going locally and getting like a gift certificate, for example, find out what the expiration date is, because there's usually going to be an expiration date if you're shopping from a local store or a local retailer. And then ask them what would happen, God forbid, but if you shut your doors, if something happens, you know, like, is there a chance that you're going to get your money back? I say this because we have had reports in the past of a restaurant closing their doors and someone has given a gift certificate to someone in a different, you know, their family member in a different city, and now they're out that $50.
And they don't get the gift.
Unfortunately, there's really not a lot that you can do in that situation.
Yeah.
But it's just good for you to, once again, do your research.
And that's why I want to tell my listeners, do not send me any gift cards for Sears or Kmart for next year. Thank you very much. And finally, you also want to alert our listeners about delivery scams. You know, it used to be that when UPS, the Postal Service, whoever, it used to be when they came to your door with a package, they'd knock on the door or ring the doorbell. Now they just leave it because they're on such a tight delivery schedule. That can create problems, can't it?
It certainly can. And it also used to be that you could maybe trust your neighborhood or where you were at to be able to watch over that package or take it for you and bring it to you. So to exercise caution with packages, you can, at the time of purchase, so whether you're purchasing online or if you're actually at a brick and mortar store and you're having something be delivered to, say, a family member or a friend in another state, you can request a signature for that package. And I would also say, please, 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 so that people are not fooled with trick emails about a missed delivery that is looking basically as a phishing scam for your personal information. Let the people know. Don't just quote unquote surprise. You can surprise them with the gift. But let your family or your friend know, family member or friend know that you're sending something to them. And ask for that signature. Also, if it's something that's being delivered to you that you've personally ordered, one of the newest things that they offer is the ability to choose where you want it delivered. So
if you
work like you and I do, long day, have them, they'll sign at the front desk for you. You can let someone know. But, you know, I mean, just talk with your boss. If you are your own boss, that's easy. But you can, you know, check with your supervisor and find out what are the policies for you at work being able to receive a delivery like that. It just makes it a little bit safer than sitting at home on your doorstep.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we could probably talk about this for another hour and a half, but we have another guest to bring in.
Yes.
So we're going to leave this with Marilyn telling our listeners how they can contact her if they have questions or complaints.
Sure. They can go online, visit our website, bbb.org. You'll find all of this information about holiday tips, travel, everything is available to you on our website. Or you can give us a call at 928-772-3410.
And with the weather forecast we have, make sure your turkey tomorrow is waterproof, right?
Correct.
That is Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. We will talk with her again in just a few weeks. Stay tuned because we've got Rachel Walters-Leach coming in to talk about a wonderful Roaring Twenties Red Ribbon Rendezvous benefit coming up on this weekend. In fact, you'll hear about that after this check of local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The fall 2019 issue is now available. Read the interview with Police Chief Deborah Black and don't miss the special section on women in business, breast cancer awareness, and more. And announcing the newest magazine, Prescott Now, your source for local events and happenings. Available on racks today. Like them on Facebook, Prescott Now, or visit prescott-now.com. It's about local.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
This week we are covering the garden tips you really need to focus on at the end of the year, kind of finish strong. We cover houseplants, lawns, trees, and shrubs, greenhouses. You'll be a garden pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the morning, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 27th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Former Prescott Valley Mayor Harvey Skoog has reportedly suffered a stroke and is hospitalized. Current Mayor Kel Palguda called for thoughts and prayers. Skoog recently retired after decades of public service. His condition at this hour is unknown. Mostly cloudy, extremely windy, highs today near 48 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then the weather turns horrible for Thanksgiving Day and evening, chilling late tonight to a rainy, breezy 38, then dangerously windy tomorrow afternoon, and 50-mile-per-hour Thursday evening winds, with a rainy, snowy, bitter cold Thanksgiving high near 43. Friday only 35, with 2 to 4 inches of new snow, clearing Saturday with a partly sunny high near 38, much warmer by Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a cloudy and windy 58 today, chilling after bedtime to a breezy, rainy 30, then dangerously windy Thanksgiving Day and evening, highs around 49 tomorrow, a very windy, rainy 44 Friday, calming and clearing Saturday to a partly sunny high near 47 before your back-to-work warm-up. A safety reminder to always have your headlights on during daytime rain and snow so other motorists can see you. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Toyota-thon is on.
With the best APR, the best lease deals, and the best cashback incentives of the year.
Save thousands more when Findlay Toyota Prescott pays your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
You keep all the rebates.
You keep your low finance rate.
Findlay Toyota will pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
And make no payments for 90 days.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Browse our full inventory at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of your city sales tax.
And let you drive payment-free till February 2020.
You'll also get Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan with every new Toyota, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
Rush to Toyotathon, the absolute best time of the year to buy a new Toyota.
Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Now open Sunday.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and 495 doc fee.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, we are back live, by the way, at 2:36. Back when I was a kid, you know, a million years ago, there was a very popular TV series called The Roaring Twenties. It starred Dorothy Provine, and that was the era of flappers and things like this, the Great Gatsby era, basically. Well, we have Rachel Walters-Leach and Alice Watson here to talk about a similar event coming up, I believe, this Sunday, correct?
Yes, this Sunday.
Tell us what the whole cause of this Roaring Twenties Red Ribbon Rendezvous Brunch benefit is all about.
It's Roaring Red Ribbons Rendezvous, as you said. It's a brunch coming up to honor World AIDS Day, which is on Sunday, December 1st.
Our event, like you said, is 1920s speakeasy theme, mm-hmm. and it will be held at the Grand Highland Ballroom off Montezuma in downtown Prescott, and we will be open from 11 to 3, and you can come at any time during then, and the event is free.
Now, Alice, you said that's a speakeasy type event. You don't have to know a secret code word, do you?
Oh, they could try to use a code word, but you...
See, I saw the sting. I know how... So give us a little background into how you two got involved with because Northland Cares is putting this on, correct?
Yes,
tell
correct.
Us what Northland Cares is all about.
So Northland Cares is an HIV specialty clinic. We offer a variety of services for people living with HIV, as well as outreach, prevention, and education services, which helps us break the stigma around HIV. Alice and I are part of the outreach program mm-hmm. there, and we've been in the community for over 17 years, proudly serving Yavapai County. We have offices in Prescott as well as Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm. I can still remember the night I was working at an electronic store selling big screen TVs, and there was a bulletin on TV. It was Magic Johnson. It was, I believe, 1991, and he was announcing that he was HIV positive. And all of a sudden, a whole lot of people said, okay, this is no longer just a niche disease. It is something we all have to be aware of. That, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't that go a long way toward eliminating the stigma attached to HIV/AIDS because anybody could be involved with it?
Absolutely, yes. I think that played a huge role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that with also the previous Ryan White, the young boy that got from the
blood transfusion.
Yes.
And the tennis star Arthur Ashe.
Yes.
The blood transfusion. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it used to be that hearing that you had HIV was an instant death sentence. Not anymore. True?
True. Absolutely right.
What kinds of strides have been made in the treatment and the handling of a disease?
Well, at this point, as far as Alice and I and working with the outreach program, we look at treatment as prevention. So if there is a person who is HIV positive, regularly taking their medication, mm-hmm. They can reach an undetectable viral load, which is the U equals U. I'm not sure if you've heard of that. which basically means undetectable is untransmittable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a person who is positive with HIV but is an undetectable viral load, they can no longer transmit that virus to another person.
Mm-hmm. So you don't need to keep a safe distance from them, right? Because that used to be part of the way people would respond to it, which was, of course, part of the stigma, correct?
Yes.
You know, this is such a fun event coming up, the brunch. It's going to be at the Grand Highland Ballroom, right across the street from the courthouse, right?
Yes.
And you're going to have some guest speakers, some live music, performers from the local Prescott Cabaret troupe like that. And you'll have some brunch items from our buddy Barry Barb at Elgato Azul, signature drinks, poinsettias, mimosas, and you'll have a silent auction and raffle prizes. So where is all the money being raised going to go?
The funds we raise for this event are utilized directly for our patients and community outreach efforts and to continue offering free HIV screening, which is one of the big things we do, free HIV and Hep C screening for the community.
Now, you've got some of your material here mentions a pre-exposure prophylaxis, a daily medication that someone who is at a high risk for contracting HIV can take in an effort to reduce the chance of them being infected. I would imagine just from the power of this, that's an extremely expensive drug, correct?
It can be, yes.
I'm guessing insurers probably shy away from it, or do they cover it?
It depends on who your insurance provider is.
Really?
Thankfully, mm-hmm. Access does cover PrEP, as well as a variety of other insurance companies. In addition, we do have patient assistance programs that can help mm-hmm. us get PrEP for clients who are interested in taking it.
So what is the post-exposure prophylaxis?
Post-exposure prophylaxis is a medication that someone can take in the event that they had a potential exposure incident. With PEP, it's important to get to the ER right away after the potential exposure to take the first dose. Mm-hmm. The first dose has to be took within 72 hours of that exposure. And then they'll take it for about a 28-day course.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mentioned a few minutes ago that it used to be an instant death sentence, HIV/AIDS. What kind of success are we seeing now in people with long-term survival?
Someone that's actually seeking treatment and taking their medication as necessary, it's more or less considered a chronic illness that they live long lives.
They just have to live with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So where do they, give me an idea how far your reach is in this area. Where do you have your patients come from? Are they strictly locally?
No, we actually have patients come from everywhere sometimes, mm-hmm. even Phoenix, Flagstaff, Cottonwood, Camp Verde area, Black Canyon City. Basically anywhere in Yavapai County someone could access care with us.
Mm-hmm. So give me a little background about your involvement with Northland Cares. How did you first get involved? Let's start with Rachel.
Actually, I'm a local here of Prescott, so I was actually...
Does that mean that Alice is an outsider? Yeah!
Growing up in this community, Northland Cares has been around for 17 years. I had not heard of it until 2 years ago, and I think that's something that we need to change.
Mm-hmm. 17 years now in this community, right?
Yes,
Northland
yes.
Cares. And Alice, how about your background? What got you involved with this?
I think I've just always had a passion towards this. Mm-hmm. I saw the job, and I actually applied, I think, a while back, and then I saw it again, so I was like, okay, I'm going to apply again.
And you had to hire.
Definitely the dream job that I've always wanted to have, so mm-hmm. I'm really appreciative of this company.
So whose idea was it to come up with a Roaring Twenties theme? This sounds like a lot of fun.
That was actually collaborative between the two of us. Yes. We were nice. Spitting ideas around, and it's kind of a popular theme now, though, after we came up with it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing it this year, so.
Isn't that something?
Well, we're about to go to the 20s, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd see the day, say, let's go back in our time capsule, go back 20 years, that people would be living with HIV for this long.
I did not think that, but it's awesome that it's happening. Yes,
isn't
for sure.
Something? And, you know, we did some stories a few weeks ago about drug companies, and everybody wants to come down on Big Pharma, and I can understand that. But by the same token, it takes a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of work to come up with treatments and cures and medicines that can prolong the life, and this treatment is not cheap, is it?
Oh, no, it's not. It's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of different funding sources, thankfully, and as Alice had mentioned, we have Ryan White Funding, who is one of the faces that helped change the whole way that we look at HIV.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan, tell us, for those not familiar, tell us the story of Ryan White.
Ryan White was a 15. He was in his early teens, and he had a blood transfusion, which was positive for HIV, which I believe then it turned in, of course, into AIDS, and at 15 he died from AIDS, and it changed everybody's outlook because they realized that anybody could get it. It wasn't just pinpointed to one specific community.
Yeah. Did you ever read the book or see the movie and the band played on?
No, I
think so.
That was a book written by Randy Schultz. He was a San Francisco newspaper writer who had AIDS, died of AIDS. And he wrote a very extensive, very well-researched book about how the development of the vaccine for AIDS got stalled, in part because of French and American laws that forbade them working together, plus the egos of the top two researchers who wanted sole credit for it. And it's an amazing book. It was made into a movie, an HBO movie starring Alan Alda. And there was a scene in the book that was portrayed in the movie, which takes us back to the sheer ignorance that existed in the early 80s, where this man who was dying of AIDS, he's in the hospital, and he's been happily married for probably 40, 45 years. He's in his late 60s. And the doctor is at the foot of the man's bed and asks his wife, I have to ask you a very, very powerful, very personal question. Has your husband, to your knowledge, now this is back when it was considered strictly a gay disease. Obviously,
right.
We know differently now. But back then, that's what it was thought. And he says, has your husband, to your knowledge, ever had relations or sex with another man? And the man's wife gets this real puzzled Edith Bunker-like expression on her face and says to the doctor, says, a man can't have sex with a man. And all of a sudden, the doctor realizes, okay, this is going to be something we have to deal with. And a lot of it is ignorance, and that's where the education comes in. So in your opinion,
for sure,
how successful has the education and awareness program been?
As far as our program, I would say we've been great. We've been doing several different outreach events, whether that's at recovery homes, colleges, health fairs in the community. We go all over and trying to just, you know, give that kind of information.
Yeah.
You know, what the fluids are that transmit it, how you can get it, how you can prevent it, how you treat it.
Mm-hmm.
And we, our clinic actually prescribes. We're a PrEP provider, so we also prescribe the PrEP at our clinic. And just seeing those numbers rise in people, we also give out free condoms, free lube, all that kind of stuff. So just having those materials available, I think, has been huge. And just getting information out there and letting people know that we have that.
And, you know, around that time, I was working for a production company in my hometown where we had all sorts of safety things in place in case someone loses bodily fluids, mostly blood in this case. And there was an incident where I cut myself really, really badly. And there was a large amount of blood on the floor. Well, they acted like it was a hazmat scene because we just
didn't know.
And the magic term back then was, remember bloodborne pathogens?
Oh, yes.
That was a real powerful term. And, you know, we were talking all sorts of bodily fluids had to be, you know, contained and things like this. And I really remember the old stories going around about you could catch AIDS from a toilet seat?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like oh, my goodness. Well, that's where the education awareness comes in.
Yeah, very much.
And I know you're all about that. But tell us how our listeners can take part in the Roaring Red Ribbon Rendezvous Brunch. That's hard to say, by the way.
It is. All the R's. basically, all you need to do is, if you're interested, you come down to the Holiday Court or the Holiday Ballroom. Excuse me. We'll be there from 11 to 3. Admission is free. You can help and help us raise money by participating in our silent auction. We'll have raffle prizes, and the signature drinks they're by donation only. So anything, we'll have donation boxes. Alice made gorgeous donation boxes for people who just want to donate and not maybe partake in all the other stuff.
Sure. Yeah, and we'll also have like three flapper girls walking around with little boxes full of free condoms and lube, and you can donate with them. You can also donate with our newsies, who will be the raffle
dealing with raffle tickets, and we'll also have the mobsters at the front letting people in.
Well, the mobsters, did they come over from Marino's Mob Grill?
No, unfortunately not. There are awesome volunteers.
It reminds me of Marino's right across from there.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, because I've gone in there a couple times, and you know the gal in the flapper suit. You know, she's my waitress. Yeah, how you doing? You know, so. Well, anyway, it sounds like a wonderful event for a good cause. And how can people learn more about what Northland Cares is all about?
You can go to get more information from our Facebook, our Instagram, or our website at northlandcares.org.
Mm-hmm. And that is Alice Watson and Rachel Walters Leach on behalf of Northland Cares. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Have a terrific benefit brunch on Sunday. And tell us once again when and where?
From 11 to 3 at the Holiday Ballroom.
The Grand Holiday Ballroom, right?
Yes, the Grand Highland Ballroom.
Grand Highland Ballroom, right across the street from the courthouse.
Yes.
And we're going to take a break here and come back with some information on the best books of 2019 that you can talk about tomorrow night as you put together your Christmas shopping for Black Friday. Coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Is that crack or chip blocking your view? AAA can help. Call the company you already trust for everything automotive. AAA Auto Glass Service is now available in the greater Prescott area. Their mobile auto glass technicians come to you to repair or replace your windshield and can help file your claim paperwork too. It's that easy. AAA Auto Glass makes things so much clearer. Schedule your service today. Call AAA Auto Glass at 855-AAA-GLASS.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Hello, this is Elaine Kissel, hypnotherapist. If you're suffering from too much stress, tension, anxiety, insomnia, depression, eating and drinking too much, feeling irritable and overwhelmed, it's affecting your health and you know it. So call me, Elaine Kissel, hypnotherapist, at 928-202-2026 right now and learn how I can help you with my whole mind hypnotherapy. I've created powerful, proven hypnotic techniques to get you in control of your mind, body, emotions, and behaviors. Take less meds, stay out of the hospital, and feel great. Schedule an evaluation appointment with me now and learn how you can live with inner calm, function at your best, and enjoy good health always. Skype and FaceTime appointments available. So call 928-202-2026 or Google me, Elaine Kissel. Don't wait. You can get relief naturally.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You may have heard my interview last week with Sarah Gelman, the editorial director at Amazon Books, the world's largest bookseller. We always recommend you buy your books locally. Go ahead and do your research on Amazon.com, but buy it locally. And here are some of their picks for the best books of the year. The best children's category book is the middle grade novel, Dear Sweet Pea by Julie Murphy. Best-selling award-winning author Murphy makes her middle grade debut with a smart, funny novel that tween readers will quickly embrace. Patricia Sweet Pea DeMarco is a seventh grader dealing with a wide range of emotions and change, including recently divorced parents and friendships in transition. Dear Sweet Pea is a warm-hearted read that is at once reassuring, wise, and utterly relatable. Among the other picks in the adult novels would be Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. Well, what happens when a celebrated psychotherapist finds herself on the other side of a couch? Maybe You Should Talk to Someone is an entertaining, relatable, moving homage to therapy and to just being human. The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. In this psychological thriller, a couple seems to have it all until the wife is convicted of shooting her husband in the face, but she will say nothing about the crime, or anything else for that matter. After a criminal psychologist obsessed with the case comes on the scene, dark twists and delightful turns follow, secrets and a diary are revealed, and you'll likely find yourself racing to the end of this year's must-read thriller. It's called The Silent Patient. Also, They Called Us Enemy by George Takei and three other authors. The actor George Takei's vivid graphic memoir reveals the story of his family's incarceration during the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, beginning when Takei was only 5 years old. Even as the memories depicted range from unsettling to infuriating, They Called Us Enemy inspires readers to insist that our country treats fellow human beings with fairness and dignity. City of Girls, a novel by Elizabeth Gilbert, came in number 7. It's the 1940s, and the frivolous and fun-loving Vivian Morris arrives in New York with the goal of becoming someone interesting. And in short order, she is, but for all the wrong reasons. It's the latest novel by the author of Eat, Pray, Love. It's bawdy, big-hearted, and very wise. And the book that they choose for number 1, best book of the year, if you're a fan of The Handmaid's Tale, pay attention. It is The Testaments by Margaret Atwood. Praise be, after almost 35 years, Margaret Atwood released a sequel to her pioneering work of speculative fiction, The Handmaid's Tale. This one's well worth the wait. While The Handmaid's Tale explored how totalitarian regimes come to power, The Testaments delves into how they begin to fracture. Margaret Atwood is at the top of her game, and she's 80 years old. Just imagine. Well, we hope you have a nice and a safe and a very, very warm Thanksgiving. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed by Talk of a Town, Prescott. And then join me back here Monday with my guests Scott Curry, Steve Acker, and William Dicker for the big Christmas season goings-on in downtown Prescott and Embry-Riddle's guest speaker on the history of space travel. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.